Kia ora, I'm Samuel from New Zealand. For those who don't know me, I'm from Wellington. Got some other Kiwis here today, which is pretty exciting as well. What was it? Morena e te whānau o te atua means good morning, my family of God, in te reo Māori. So a little bit of a greeting. I'm pretty excited to come here today because I have been watching your guys' camp videos for years. And you guys go nuts. Like, we're so chilled back home and we have fun games. We, like, last night you were straight into it and I was like, oh yeah, we'll just have some choruses, but you guys are crazy. So I'm pretty pumped for this. I'm also an asthmatic though, so I'm just going to stay a little bit, slow down a little bit. If you've got a puffer and I've lost mine, it would be great if you could help me out. So don't push me too hard. And I'm probably going to say a few things that you don't understand as well, so I'm just going to clear a few things up. These aren't swimmers, these are togs. This is not an esky, it's a chili bin. I don't know if you know this, but to say esky, it's actually like a racial term towards Inuits. So this is what you can use from now on. All right, we're helping you guys out. This is a jandal. I know that because I looked up the other word on Google, and don't look up the other word on Google. Just to double check, so now that we're all up with Kiwi slang, hopefully you understand everything I'll talk about today. I really like what the guys have said, and I think they've all kind of talked on a little bit of what I want to share. When I thought about no hesitation, I was like, well, okay, that's all fun and nice to say, yeah, I'm not going to hesitate, but it's not that easy. Hesitating, like, there's a reason we hesitate. And I've put some of the reasons I've hesitated through my life and other things that we do every day. But we hesitate when we are fearful. So sometimes hesitation can be a good thing. We hesitate when we realize we might be doing the wrong thing, or if we think we might get caught doing the wrong thing, and then we have a decision to make. We've heard about that already. We hesitate when people ask us questions, and sometimes we do that because we're trying to be careful about the answer that we give. Is that answer going to be what they want to hear? Is that answer going to offend them? What did you do on the weekend? Oh, I just hung out. Versus, I went to a meeting or I went to your youngies camp. Like, you say often what you think they want to hear and what's going to be the easier conversation to have. We hesitate a lot due to a lack of confidence. We hesitate to give ourselves time to check our surroundings to make sure we're in a safe environment before we do things. We hesitate because we fear rejection. I'm outwardly a very confident person, but I'm a bit of an introvert. I love my own space. And I love the size of this canvas. For me, it's perfect. And sometimes I hesitate because I like to just kind of stay by myself sometimes. But you guys so far have been awesome. I'm loving this camp so far. We hesitate when we lack faith. And it's natural to hesitate. It's a safety reflex, and we hesitate all day. I was thinking about it before, the number of times I've hesitated so far during camp, and it's crazy the number of times. Last night I hesitated to go to sleep in fear of getting whacked with a pillow before I rolled over because I've heard all these rumors about it. So like, there's all these little things that we do. One of my favorite things to do is go cliff jumping. I love jumping off cliffs into water as high as possible, and that wasn't always the case, but when I was young, I've got a big Māori family, big Māori cousins, and they'd always jump off everything. I thought it was the coolest thing to do, but I was never the first to do it at the start. I'd always hesitate, and I always had to wait until somebody else went first and tested the water and see how big the bombs they could do. So, you know, for me, it started off, I was really hesitant. I'd be on the edge of the cliff and everyone would be cheering and yelling and I'd be not doing anything for about 10 minutes and then they'd all get bored and turn around and walk away and I'd hesitate. But over time, I got to the point where now I like to be the first to go and run and jump off the cliff. Sometimes I don't check the water either. I don't tell Mum that because she'd be a bit mad. It's not that smart to not check the water, by the way. But I will run now and just jump in, and I've learned that through following other people. So I want to talk about being a sheep. And what I mean by being a sheep is you should be a follower and you should find yourself an example. So what we just heard about before was finding examples of somebody in the church who is really strong. So we'll get you to turn to Hebrews 4 verse 12. We're going to read this, and it's about, you know, finding somebody and using them as a mentor. So in Hebrews 4 verse 12 it says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharp, and any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of thoughts and intentions of our heart." The word of God is super powerful. And that, you know, that scripture sums it up perfectly. When I was young, I found somebody who I thought was a really good mentor for me. And I thought it was just them as a really confident person. But over time, I found out it's because she put on the word of God every morning. And so it wasn't that when I watched her speak out in the gifts, and she did it straight away all the time. I was like, man, she's so confident. She never hesitates. But when I asked her about it, it wasn't always like that. You know, she had to work up to that. She had to read her word. She had to pray and do all those things and put on the armor. And that gave her the courage to not hesitate. I'd follow her around, like we saw the cute photo of Tully before, following somebody else around when witnessing, finding somebody else that's a really great example and that's not afraid to go up and just start talking to people. And I'd just stand there pretty awkwardly, not saying anything for the first few times with this girl, Kenzie, who was a few years older, and she would just be amazing at witnessing. And then as we kept doing it over the years, she started introducing me into the conversation and getting me to share little testimonies. And that helped build up my confidence, and then it helped me go and start witnessing by myself. And so what I'd done is I'd used somebody else in the assembly that was really confident. I'd followed them around like a sheep, and that helped me become a lion. My last name's Lions as well, so that's why I put that up there. apparently there's a yogurt. Is it yogurt that's named after lions? No, golden syrup. That's the one. Yeah, I learned something today. So you can help. If you're older and you're confident and you're the type of person that speaks out in the gifts, you're the type of person that loves to go up and witness to somebody or share a testimony, be a mentor to those others that you can see following you around and help them become a lion themselves, you know, a leader for somebody else. But even a lion aren't effective by themselves. And we heard about that before as well. You've got to put on the armor of Christ. You've got to make sure you're praying and reading your word. I want you to turn to Matthew 14, 24. And in Matthew 14, 24, it says, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out in fear. But Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered and said unto the Lord, If it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And then Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Now, when it says, "And he said, Come," and Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked down to the water, it says it just so, like, you know, straightforward. I don't reckon it was that easy for him. Like, no doubt he would have got to the edge of the boat, and he would have hesitated. I'm thinking about it now. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that even if I got to the edge, I would hesitate. But Peter was a lion. He was a leader. He was, you know, really wanting to find out if it really was the Lord and find out what his power was capable of. So as a lion, he had the Lord there as part of his pack. And then going from 30 to 32, it says, "But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, where didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased." So even after he'd stepped out of the boat and started walking towards the Lord, he hesitated again. It's natural for us to hesitate throughout life. And the good part about this is when he hesitated the second time, the Lord reached out his hand and he grabbed him. And that's the difference for us. You know, when we pray, when we read our word, and we put on the armor, we've always got the Lord there backing us up. And there's things that we are able to do that you just cannot do in the world without those things behind you. So like I said at the start, it's not as easy as just saying, I'm not going to be hesitant anymore. From right now, I'm just going to stop being hesitant. It's something that you have to build up. And it's something that you have to work on. You can pray for your faith. You can read your word. You can follow somebody else. So if you start off by being a sheep and learning from other people, you can become a lion and then pass that on to the others in the fellowship and really build up the younger ones. Amen.